Well, President Trump had his presentation to Congress last night, longest presentation to Congress in presidential history. He had a lot to say, as he's done a lot so far in a couple of months, raising certain eyebrows domestically and, of course, globally as well. Kind enough to join me this morning here on the show is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron, applied politics program at the Ray C. Bliss Institute for Applied Politics. David, I guess, first of all, last night, how did you see the delivery from the president?
Good morning, Ray. No surprise. The length was no surprise. People were warned it was going to be long. And, you know, if you watched any of his State of the Union addresses in his first term, you realized it was going to be long and rambling, and that's exactly what we got. And there was no surprise in the address as well. I mean, he spent some of the time at the beginning talking yet again about his election victory. He spent much of the address criticizing Joe Biden and the Biden administration, and you know, he spent a lot of his address taking, you know, credit for not really sure what. You know, he's only been in office for, you know, a little over a month, but taking credit for what he sees as making America great again. And he doubled down, tripled down, really, on his tariff policy policies. You know, talked about the war in Ukraine and having to end that, and you know, it was basically a laundry list of you know, grievances and supposed accomplishments.
David, let's just go in the last 7 days, and I guess first of all, let's go back. What was it? 6-7 days ago, the sit down was Zelensky at the Oval Office. That's certainly raised the eyebrows of many, both Democrats and Republicans, and globally, the way that was handled. You've followed political science, and you've followed the presidents for many, many years. I wanted to get your take on the president, and I don't know if it's delivery, but certainly the presentation to Zelensky there last Friday.
Look, I've spent over 30 years studying the American presidency. That's what I do. That's my area of research. It's why I became a political scientist, and you know, I've watched a lot of, you know, what are known as pool sprays, and that's where you have the media in to have the president speak with another foreign leader in the Oval Office for a quick photo op. It really was the most shocking and appalling thing that I have ever witnessed happen in an Oval Office with another leader. First of all, vice presidents are rarely invited to those pool sprays to be with the president, and if they are there, they are there to be seen and not heard. And so the fact that you had the vice president there, and you had the vice president really starting, you know, the squabble that happened between President Trump and Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine and the vice president was really shocking. And to me, it was pretty obvious that it was set up as an ambush and that it was planned. And so, you know, J.D. Vance, you know, started to lay into the Ukrainian president, and it deteriorated from there. It was pure bullying by the president and the vice president on this leader of a country that has been, you know, the victim in the war in Ukraine. You know, Russia invaded Ukraine. Zelensky's been trying to keep his country together, you know, that meeting devolved into arguing and shouting, and then they essentially kicked him out of the White House. They were supposed to have further meetings after that pool spray, and they told him to leave. It was an appalling display of what was supposed to be a really important diplomatic moment. I'm not, you know, and as Trump said at the end, he said, "Well, this will make for great television." It seems like it was only you know, meant for the cameras, and it was also meant for one leader, and that is Vladimir Putin, in Russia. And you had a number of higher-ups in the Russian government saying how pleased they were with what had happened, and that it appears that American policy is now aligned with Russia when it comes to Ukraine and when it comes to Europe more broadly.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. Now, the follow-up to that, David, is I guess last night, correct me if I'm wrong, that the president received a letter from Zelensky wanting to renew talks pertaining to minerals and such. What do you know about that, and are they going to get back together?
My guess is they will renew talks, and, you know, a lot of this has to do with President Trump wants the United States to get rights to a lot of the, you know, important minerals that Ukraine has. You know, to me, it's it seems like, you know, Zelensky is in a very, very bad position because he knows, you know, if the United States abandons, you know, help for and assistance for Ukraine, you know, they're very vulnerable. You know, Europe has pledged to help and come together, and they've been helping. But, you know, they really need United States assistance and United States weaponry to be able to just survive. You know, before it was about how much territory is Ukraine going to have to eventually give up to cut a deal with Russia. Now the question is, you know, will Ukraine actually be able to survive as a sovereign country at all? After all is said and done.
Well, this is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science, University of Akron. So then let's go to a couple of days ago, David, the tariff wars start, levying additional tariffs, Canada, Mexico, and China. I guess the president is meeting with Trudeau from Canada at some time today. Many people, Warren Buffett said tariffs is an act of war, but I don't know if it's that far, but how do you look at the tariffs being levied by the United States and its effect? And I know you're not an economist, but maybe its effect at how you see it affecting the United States.
It's absurd. It's dumb. As the Wall Street Journal, very conservative newspaper, said, this is just dumb. In fact, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this is dumb. It's unnecessary. You know, we're putting tariffs on some of our closest allies and partners like Canada and their products. And let me just explain to the people that are listening right now. Tariffs is just a fancy word for tax, okay? It's not countries that pay the tax on the goods that are coming in. It's companies. So when we put a tariff on, American companies that are importing goods are paying taxes on those products. They then turn around and put the cost on the American consumer. So there's no other way to describe it but as a tax. This is a tax on American consumers. This is guaranteed to drive up inflation. And this is at a time when, you know, the Trump administration through their Doge Commission has been laying off hundreds of thousands of federal workers. By shutting down programs and firing federal workers for no cause. And so at this time, you're going to see inflation sharply rising on most products. You know, and a lot of our food is imported from around the globe. So you're going to see, you know, prices rising. You're going to see unemployment rising. And also, you know, the Federal Reserve just came out with a study just a couple days ago showing that you know, we went from many, many periods of pretty significant GDP growth in this country, which is showing the health of the economy, and what they're predicting in the first quarter of this year is negative GDP growth. This is an extremely bad economic situation, and it is guaranteed to lead to a pretty significant recession, which is going to hurt every single American. And the tariffs are totally unnecessary. And most economists and most people, most policymakers, view tariffs as something that are incredibly outdated and do not help an economy. economy.
David, in the president's mind, just so we try to understand where he's coming from the Oval Office, in his mind, tariffs, is that a way of getting, in his viewpoint, dollars back to the U.S. government? How much of that tariff dollar would go back to the federal government?
Nothing. That's the whole point. None of it. Okay? This is, you know, and he, I'm sure that he has had people explain this to him. There are, you know, most members of Congress, including Republican members of Congress, are begging him not to do this. None of that money goes to the federal government. Tariffs are paid, by the companies. It's basically a tax. I guess the tariffs that are paid by the companies, the American companies, in essence, I guess would be, you know, going towards the federal government. But ultimately, the cost of that is paid by American consumers. It's paid by people. It's just simply another tax put a tax burden that's put on the people. And so it's something that countries, you know, really don't use a lot anymore. Usually they target their tariffs maybe to protect certain industries. Trump is not doing that. He's doing across the board tariffs on all products. And think about cars that are that American consumers buy, which, by the way, they think the price of cars, you know, could rise from a few thousand dollars on cheaper cars all the way up to like $12,000 to $15,000 on more expensive cars. That's how much Americans are going to be paying more for certain cars. But take a car, for instance. Cars are not just made in really one country anymore. All the parts that go into cars come from other countries. And if they cross the border, they will have to pay tariffs on all those parts. Sometimes the parts are shipped to two or three different countries while they are being made. They are tariffed each time that happens. And so it's not just, the car itself you have to think about. It's all the parts that go into those cars. And so everything about a car is going to see a huge price increase. And cars are already pretty much unaffordable. This is just going to make them even more unaffordable.
Well, and Dr. Cohen is spot on. Yesterday on the show, we had Jeff Gilbert, U.S. auto industry expert, on the show from CBS, and he reiterated what David just mentioned there, that particular brands of U.S. automakers, parts come in from Mexico and Canada just to put together one vehicle, so those parts would all be hit with the tariffs as well. So it's not just like saying, well, we'll just buy U.S. companies. I think what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of the U.S. automakers, their vehicles are at least some degree made outside of the United States. David, thank you for the visit, my friend. Always appreciate the insight. And I know you spent a lot of time preparing for our visits, and I always appreciate it, David. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Take care.